Hello, and welcome back to the Gubba Podcast over here at the Gubba Homestead. I hope that you are having a wonderful day, and thank you so much for joining me. So let's get into it. So are you new to food preservation, or maybe you aren't new and are curious about freeze drying? Maybe you have been wondering if a harvest-right freeze dryer is right for you and your needs. Well, this episode is all about freeze drying and my experience with my harvest-right freeze dryer. There are different methods of food preservation. There's dehydrating, canning, freezing, just to name a few. And another favorite method that has become quite trendy and popular after Harvest Right created a home freeze dryer is, well, freeze drying. And to keep this process simple, freeze drying is the removal of water from perishable goods so then they can be stored for longer periods of time. And we know that water and oxygen are killers of food storage. They cause food spoilage, so we don't want either of those. And this process of freeze drying is neat because by using a vacuum to lower the pressure in the chamber, ice converts directly to vapor and skips the liquid stage. So this process of freeze drying uses science, which I think is pretty neat. I have observed this process when I've done my freeze dry rounds. It works by first freezing the material rapidly. So when I put anything to the freeze dryer, the first process is freezing. Even if I've previously frozen the food, the freeze dryer rapidly freezes the food at negative temperatures. And then the next step in the process is when the vacuum kicks on. Then we have the drying phase, which is the longest phase, then an extra dry phase, which is set at 2 hours but can be adjusted. Then after that, you assess and see if your food is all dry, and if so, you're done. I think the biggest factor with a Harvest-Right freeze dryer that most people consider is the price. Right now, as I'm recording this, the small freeze dryer is listed at $23.95 and the large at $35.95. This is a huge ticket item, but in my opinion, if you are big into food storage and preservation, it pays for itself. You won't have to purchase dehydrated meals because you can make and store them yourself. For example, if you go to any sporting goods store, most likely they have freeze-dried camping meals, and they come with a hefty price tag. I would know because I have bought them. You can make those same meals for a fraction of that cost with your own freeze dryer. So let's dive into the pros of a Harvest-Right freeze dryer. And after we have gone over these, we will take a look at the cons, and hopefully this will help you decide if it's right for you. So the first obvious pro is that you can preserve tons and tons of food at home. Produce from your garden or that you got from the store and want to add to your food storage. With freeze drying and proper use of Mylar bags and oxygen absorbers, you can store food for up to 30 years. That is a long time. I think that is a huge plus because what a great way to build up your long-term food storage. Another pro is that freeze-dried food retains most of its nutrition. I really looked into this because this was one of the big considerations for me. As you know, in any circumstance, I want to thrive, not just survive. So being able to obtain proper nutrition in whatever circumstance was really important to me. I learned that by the use of high temperatures and canned and dehydrating, some of the nutrients can be completely destroyed. A third to a half of vitamins A, C, and B are destroyed from the high heat. And this doesn't mean that I won't ever can or dehydrate, but it's just interesting to learn and to be aware of. Another pro is the taste of the food you freeze dry. Because freeze drying removes the water only and doesn't involve heating, the taste remains intact. So 30 years down the road, when you open up that Mylar bag of dried strawberries, they will taste the same if properly stored. And I've been freeze drying a plethora of frozen fruit that I've had in my freezer, and I feel like the freeze dried fruit becomes even sweeter and tangier to the taste. I've done pineapple, which is a community favorite. I did strawberries, peaches, mangoes, which are my favorite, and they just all tasted so sweet and tangy, which I loved. And I'm so excited to try freeze drying meals like spaghetti and other types of meat and any of my leftovers, which brings me to my next positive point, which is variety. A big pro for the Harvest Right freeze dryer, or freeze drying in general, is that you are able to preserve a larger variety of items than compared to other preservation methods. You can freeze dry like almost any food, yogurt, milk, eggs, cheese, ice cream, and so much more. Whereas dehydration or canning, you wouldn't be able to, say, dehydrate ice cream or can ice cream. So a freeze dryer opens up your options for food storage. And my last pro for the Harvest Right freeze dryer is its utility. You can use this for yourself or your family, only to build your food stores or just have fun. But something that's so cool is you could even start your own business with this product. You can make freeze-dried goods and sell them online or at a farmer's market. You could rent out the freeze dryer and have people use it. So rent out the use of the freeze dryer to people in your community. And I feel like there is a lot of potential that you can do with a Harvest Right freeze dryer. And I'm all for starting your business and having different ventures. So in shorthand, this could be an investment for you. Now to the cons. I feel like the most obvious con and maybe the biggest deterrent is the cost. They run a hefty price tag, but if you use it even partially in a business manner by renting it out or selling the goods you make to family and friends, you could recoup the costs. Also, you do save money by freeze drying your own food rather than purchasing it. So it would be a good idea to weigh the cost with your budget and future plans and see if you can make it profitable. Also, imagine how much food is wasted from leftovers. You could take your leftovers, throw them in the freeze dryer, and save some money. The next con I would have to say is space. The freeze dryer does take up a lot of space, and it has the vacuum pump next to it, so you will need a tabletop of some sort. I ended up getting a Husky Rolling toolbox, which I really enjoy because it has a wood top and plenty of drawers to store any accessories that I may get. I keep the oil in there, the oil filter, my impulse sealer, the Mylar bags, the oxygen absorbers, all of which come with your Harvest Right. So I've really enjoyed having this toolbox. So that is something you will want to consider, is your space, your area, where you're going to put it. And I feel this isn't that huge of a deal, because if it was beneficial and profitable to you, you can make the space work. And keep in mind, the large size Harvest Right freeze dryer needs its own 20 amp circuit. So it has to be the only thing running on that circuit, because it is such a beast. So that could be a con of the large size for the Harvest Right freeze dryer. And you would also want to keep that in mind for if you get the large freeze dryer, where you're going to position it. And for me, I didn't want to deal with the electrical in my house, so I got the medium and it is perfect. I love it. It's the perfect size and it doesn't need a dedicated circuit. The next con could possibly be noise. Harvest Right has three different types of vacuum pumps, and you have the standard, the premier, and the oilless. And the premier at the time of this recording comes with the purchase of the freeze dryer, and that is what I have. I have the premier pump. And I've read and watched some videos, and it is apparent that the standard pump is the loudest of the three, and the oilless pump, oilless, doesn't use oil, being the most quiet. The Premier is right in the middle, but I feel that it sounds like a loud fan, and it blends in with the ambient noise of my house. The oilless pump, which I considered getting, obviously doesn't use oil, but that also comes with a hefty price tag. If you upgrade your purchase to include the oilless pump, you will pay an additional $14.95, but you don't have to change the oil, which could be annoying to deal with.
On the other hand, though, you will have to send in the oilless pump for maintenance every 2 to 3 years. You have to pay for that maintenance and you have to pay for shipping. So you'll end up paying a good chunk during that and be without your freeze dryer during that period. I personally would suggest the Premier pump. It comes with your freeze dryer and it's not overly loud. And that is all that I really have for the cons list. I think the pros list outweighs the cons, but again, it boils down to your budget and what you'd be using it for. Another like bonus pro that now that I'm thinking about it is the fun. I feel like it is so fun using it. Like I look forward to using it, to experimenting. So I get a lot of enjoyment out of it. So that kind of factors into the price for me because yeah, it's a hobby. So I truly enjoy it. And I hope that this pro and con list for the Harvestrite freeze dryer helps you in your decision making about if one is right for you. I know that I absolutely love mine so far, and I will be documenting and recording my experiences. So you can check those out on gubbahomestead.com. And I just want to say thank you so much for joining me, taking time out of your day to listen. And I just hope that you have the most amazing day. Don't do anything a Gubba wouldn't do.